everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. on calbanyan.com, where we have over 500 free hypnosis training videos for you. Come and get them. Hey, and today we have a new topic. You know, one of the easiest ways to grow your hypnosis practice is to feel confident and comfortable at talking about what you do. And so today, so I almost said Celeste. How was that for a blast from the past? Erica, Flint, and myself, we're going to be talking about how we do that. And so maybe you can get more comfortable and more confident in talking about your business and making it grow. Let me tell you about Erica. Erica Flint is a true professional in our profession. She walks the walk as she talks the talk. And you know what? She speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She spoke at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She speaks in her community. She has written on the topic. She teaches my course, the five-path course, the NGH-approved, the National Guild of Hypnotists-approved hypnosis certification super course where she lives. And you know what? I'm proud to have her as my co-host, someone with a strong background in working with computers and software and all that kind of good stuff. Now she works with the biological computer using hypnosis as her tool. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you for having me here today. I just absolutely love working with that supercomputer in the brain and helping our clients reprogram themselves for success, and it starts with how do we talk about hypnosis. Now, before we get to that topic, let me tell everybody about you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, and I love saying that because it's so true. It is the hypnosis that you're gonna use in the office with your clients every single day, day in and day out, to bring them great results. He has been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years. He's added so many amazing things to the hypnosis profession. Five Path, Seventh Path, The Secret Language of Feelings. He's an author, he's a presenter, he's been on television and radio, and he's won nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is the trainer of some of the best in the profession and the man that the hypnotist that other hypnotists turn to in the profession for education and guidance. So, Cal, thank you for having me here today.
Ooh, we're here. I'm so excited.
So, how to talk about being a hypnotist to grow your practice. The reason that I'm bringing this topic today is because I get so many questions from hypnotists and other hypnosis, you know, graduates asking, well, I don't understand, you know, somebody asked me about hypnosis the other day when I was on the subway. Somebody asked me about hypnosis, you know, what do I do when I was in the elevator? Somebody asked me about what do I do when I was at a party? How do I talk about hypnosis? So that's what this topic is about today. And Cal, you know, you have what I consider the absolute best response. So why don't you give us the response? What do you say to people? It's my very favorite.
Well, so I'm in, I don't know, it could be anywhere. I could be at a party or I could meet someone new. And one of the typical things people do is say, so what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a hypnotist. I help people when everything else has failed. And that always gets a response in some form like this. Wow, that's very interesting. Could you help me with? Or I have a son or daughter or lover or brother or cousin or husband, wife that has XYZ problem because everybody's got something, right? Could you help them with? And I say, sure, that's easy. We do it all the time. And with that, we're often talking. How do you like that? We're often talking.
I absolutely love it. And the reason is because what I want you to think about, you viewers out there, is that you already know what you do. This is all about them. When people are asking you this question, I really want you to understand that it's all about the person standing in front of you and how you can be of service to that person. So when you say, I'm a hypnotist, I help people, and for me, I say, I'm a hypnotist, I help people lose weight with hypnosis even when everything else has failed. You could say it like that, you could say it like Cal, I'm a hypnotist, I help people when everything else has failed, and then stop talking. Because when you stop talking, right, it's short, it's succinct, Now they are going to, their brain is going to be asking you all sorts of questions, and that's what gets them curious and excited. And so we want them to be doing most of the talking here. And the reason is because they are going to be able to ask us the questions that they always want to ask us, right, Cal, about hypnosis.
That's exactly right. And, you know, as we're talking about this, I remember I was talking to a hypnotist about this. I go, well, how do you get them to ask you, what do you do? And I said, well, that's very easy. You ask them, what do you do? And they'll tell you, and then they'll typically ask you what you do. And so that's how you, that's another way you can get the ball rolling. Perfect. Continue.
Yeah, so it really can be that easy. I'm a hypnotist. I help people when everything else has failed.
That's right. Hey, you know, another thing you can do to get the conversation going is you could have a t-shirt that maybe has your company embroidered, you know, on like the left side in a small little area, or you could have a badge like you'd wear at the convention, or you could have just a little pin that says something about hypnosis. And you could also make sure you have your have a card, because so they have something to walk away with. Good. Keep going.
Yep. I call that logo gear. I have a t-shirt that says, I'm a hypnotist. And if I want to talk to people when I go to the grocery store or the farmer's market or something like that, I will wear that shirt. I'm a hypnotist. And people walk up to me and say, are you really a hypnotist? Can you help me stop smoking? Can you help my kid? Can you help me lose weight? It's just an open invitation for people to come and talk to you. I love that t-shirt.
I have a pen that I developed for when I was at my at work, and what I would do is it just says, you know, Cal Banyan and hypnotherapist, Banyan Hypnosis Center, just a little professional pen that had a magnetic back on it. And so, you know, I could take that on or put it on no matter what I'm wearing, any place I go. I could just pop it on. That means I'm in business. I'm ready to do some marketing. And it's not like the pen where you have like a safety pen that you stick through. It's just has a metal back and a magnet that sticks on the back of it, holds it nice and flat no matter what you're wearing. So you could look at things like that.
Nice. Yeah. And just be open for people to talk to you. This is where if you're wearing that shirt or you're wearing that pen, people might want to ask you questions. So just know that. Know that if you're out in public, just be open. You know, meet people's eyes, look at them. And basically you're saying, yes, you can ask me about hypnosis. I'm wearing my hypnosis t-shirt or I'm wearing my hypnosis pen, right?
Yeah, so I think really like step one in feeling confident and competent in and comfortable in talking about hypnosis is if you don't have to go blah, 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 people like a salesperson, but just in some way wear something or have some real short little something you can say that will begin a conversation, like your shirt or my little line, yeah, I'm a hypnotist, I help people when everyone else has failed or when everything else has failed, and then stop. And then that causes the other person to start actually selling themselves as they start investing time in you as they ask questions, right?
Right. We want them to do most of the talking because people will tell us what issues they have and they'll basically tell us how to help them in a couple sentences if you just let them talk. And then at the end of the sentence or at the end of the conversation, most people will have the experience that, wow, I really like that person. They did most of the talking, and a lot of times that's why, because we just let them talk about what's going on with them. You'll learn more about how to help them, and they perceive it as you're very caring and a very good listener, and so they'll want to work with you. Right, Cal?
You know, exactly. And if you've got, if you're in a situation where you can just kind of walk off into a corner or some place where you got a little bit of privacy, start earnestly showing some interest in them. Ask them about that problem. Ask them what they've tried to work on that problem. And then as they're continuing to talk and talk and talk, they're investing in you. And if you're the lone practitioner, you know, working out of, you know, Sam's hypnosis office or Jane's hypnosis office, then you can have your scheduler right with you, and you just go into saying, you know, well, what works better for you, mornings or afternoons? And they go, well, afternoons. I go, well, what's better for you, Thursday or Friday? And you say, and they say, well, how about Friday afternoon? Good. I have an opening at 3. Good. And now you've booked them just that easily while the interest is there.
Yep, it can be that easy when we are showing up and being of service to our clients. We're listening, we're caring, we want to help them. Say that short sentence. And then the next thing is storytelling. Humans love stories. So it's a really good idea to have a couple really good client win stories at the top of your mind where you can just share that story, you know, anonymously, of course, and you remove all of the detail that would be specific to that client. But really a story that you would be telling that demonstrates that a client that worked with you got the result, a result that the person you're talking to is looking for, right, Cal?
Perfect, perfect. Hey, as we're talking about this, I looked up an episode that Maureen did. Maureen does all the booking of clients here at our center, and it is episode 124 and 125, and she talks about how she books clients, and you can learn a lot from that about how to get the information out of them and to turn a simple conversation into an appointment. And an important part is, you know, it's worth spending 10, 20 minutes answering questions from a client to book the client. Because let's say on average, you saw a client for 5 sessions. And just to make the numbers easy, say you charge between $100 and $200. Well, that's $500 to $1,000 worth of income for that is initiated through an initial 10 to 20 minutes worth of conversation. So it's really worth it. Good. Okay, continue.
Right, and it's necessary to answer those questions. There's still a lot of misunderstanding out there about what hypnosis is, because a lot of people are seeing hypnosis in on stage shows, and they're seeing hypnosis on, you know, America's Got Talent, and they're seeing hypnosis in movies, and they're wondering if that's what the hypnosis is like. So we can be of service helping people understand that hypnosis in the hypnosis office is a little bit different, and we help people get the results that they came in for, right? So what I like to say to people is, wow, that was pretty amazing what happened on the stage in that hypnosis show, but think about, what if you took that same type of power and applied it to something in your life that you haven't been able to resolve as of yet? Now you can understand the true power of hypnosis, which is really the true power that you have deep down inside of you at all times, that hypnosis gives us power to. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, you know, it demonstrates the power of hypnosis to get you out of your old patterns and ways of thinking, and to be able to look at things from a different perspective and to start new positive patterns, right?
Right. Yep, absolutely. So storytelling, so those are client wins. You know, you have that very first, making it all about them, telling them that short sentence we talked about earlier. Storytelling is the next thing. So you're going to tell that story about a client who got the result that they're looking for. And there's another element that I think works really well. Cal, this comes from you. But it goes something like this. You know how you want to do something. So you know it here in your head, but in the moment, you just never seem to follow through. Well, I help people make that connection between their heart and their head, that feeling space and the knowing space, so that in that moment, when they know what they want to do, it's easy for them to follow through. I help people be successful in areas where they haven't been successful in the past. That's another way of saying how we do great hypnosis work. What do you think about that one, Cal?
Yeah, really, exactly. You know, sometimes, you know, we find out that we don't always do what we think we should do. We do what we feel like doing. And even though we might think we want to do something, we don't feel like it, right? And so we have that internal battle going on. Sometimes one side wins, sometimes the other side wins. But with hypnosis, we can get thinking and feeling in alignment, and that you, so you can start feel like doing the things you've wanted to do for so long in a consistent way.
Awesome. So the last thing that I have down is, you know, how do you tell your friends and family that you're thinking about being a hypnotist, or how do you tell people at a party, right? How do you, if somebody comes up to you like at a party and they want to know more about hypnosis, they're asking you questions. It's the same thing, right, Cal? It doesn't have to be any different. So if you're at a party and somebody asks you about hypnosis, you can still say the same thing. I'm a hypnotist. I help people when everything else has failed, and then let them talk. So even if it's a social event and not a networking event, we can still have the same response, right, Cal?
Absolutely right. It's the same thing. Here's the deal. If you are an insurance salesman or you are an advertising salesman and you say, what do you do? I sell insurance. And they go, good, see you later, bye. And they don't want to talk to that guy or that gal. And you know what happens is, but when you say, I'm a hypnotist, they go, really? I've never really ever met a hypnotist before. What do? I help people when everything else has failed. Really? That's so interesting. Could you help one with? Could you help me with? Could you help my daughter with? And he's good. Tell me more. Sure, it's easy. We do it all the time. Tell me more about it. How long have you had it? What have you tried? What hasn't worked? Da, da, da. And you're now in a conversation where they're investing time and effort into you and really selling themselves, as long as you're being professional and nice and understanding.
Right. So we just want to be of service to our clients, and we run into our clients all the time. You might run into a client, and I'm meaning a potential client, right, at the grocery store when you're wearing your logo gear. So you always want to be kind and courteous, and keep in mind it's all about them. It all comes down to being of service to your clients, wanting to create an environment in your community where you're helping your community lead better lives, sleep better, feel better. Have better relationships. And when you're going at it from that direction, being of service to other people, some of these things are really easy because you just care. Right, Cal?
You know, here's something really important. You know, you don't have to have all the answers. This is what you need to be. When you're talking to that person who's interested, be the kind of person that your clients would want to work with. Be the kind of person that they would want to work with. And you do that by being honestly interested, being honestly caring, showing positive, unconditional regard. By that I mean non-judgmental. And when you are in that moment the kind of person that that person would like to work with, half the battle's done right there. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Cal. I think it's even more than half, but yeah, absolutely. Because you really want to talk with that person, even if you don't know them yet, right? Like, I love my parents. I love my family. I know that for certain. If I meet a stranger, I love them. There's a part of them. They're a human being. I want to be of service and I want to help them. And so that's the place that I'm coming from when I talk to all of my clients. I don't even have to know a thing about them, but I know they're suffering and I know they're hurting. And so I can connect with that part and truly see if I can be of service and help them. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not thinking about money. I'm not thinking about signing them up as a client. I'm not thinking about any of those things. I'm thinking, how can I help this person? Is hypnosis helpful for this person? Is this something that I can help them with? And just listen. And maybe it's not. Maybe they don't need to see a hypnotist. Maybe they need to see their doctor, right? Maybe they need to do something else. But maybe hypnosis is the right thing for them, and you're going to be the one to help them understand that to a greater degree because you're the hypnosis professional, right?
That's right. Is that it?
That is it, Cal. So thank you, everybody, for joining us here today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com, and I hope to see you in class. I have a new course coming up or another course coming up in May and then July. So I hope to see you there. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Erica. We'll see you next time. Hey, you know what, folks? If any of these topics, Erica and I, we could talk on and on for an hour or more on any of these topics. These are great topics. We're so glad to be able to share these with you. Each one is a nugget. But if your lack of training is holding you back, you've got to see about taking our courses. It is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path, and you can get them. The full certification course, if you're not previously certified, is a 10-day course. We got one coming up in July, got one coming up in October. They're here in Dallas, and of course, you can also get it through Erica at her center. We also have the Week of Power, which is a shortened version for people already certified. That's in April, 7 days in a row. Now, you can always check my training schedule here on calbanyan.com if you're watching this video, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and so on. My schedule is always on calbanyan.com. If it is your lack of confidence or your lack of training that is holding you back from helping people, Let's do it this year. Make this the year you step up. Get it done. You can make a good living. You can have a much more fulfilling life as you become a confident, competent professional in the field of hypnosis. All right, that's it. See you next time. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.